come on down.
Well before the victims arrive, 200 blood-soaked monsters and clowns gather at Markov's Haunted Forest in Maryland.
Closer, closer!
It's hours before opening, and manager Jenny Alderton delivers what sounds like a pre-game locker room speech.
Is everyone tired from last night?
No!
No is the right answer. You should have gotten a lot of rest last night. Come back rejuvenated, ready to go!
Woo!
Let's get this straight. The job description of a ghoul or a zombie involves much more than hiding behind a tree and shrieking boo. It's a lot of work. And it all starts in Andrea Riley's costume room.
We have our zombie politicians and our junkyard costumes on this row. Our next one, we've got our goat people, our snake people, our monk robes, and our ghillie suits in the next row.
Walking through the aisles of gory outfits, I encounter a devious clown.
Hello.
27-year-old Jason Alpern adjusts his green Joker-like suit and aims his pocket knife at my stomach.
You know what I like about knives? You can get up close and personal.
He's rehearsing lines, transforming into character. He jokes about all the lurking, creeping, and jumping he'll do tonight.
I could probably eat like a wedding cake every night and I would probably still lose weight from this job.
Outside the costume room, 20-year-old Keenan Smith scopes out the haunted trail for a hiding spot before customers arrive. He's dressed in all black, and his mask resembles an ambiguous, under-the-bed-like creature.
I think it's more of a gremlin-type troll thing. Some people call me a leprechaun.
Whatever it is, tonight he's a deranged stranger. Other nights, when adorned in the right pink tutu, he makes a convincing little girl.
I am the prettiest princess!
That's creepy. So creepy, in fact, that some frightened customers fend off his scares with, well, whatever they can.
Last year, I actually got stabbed in the face with a lit cigarette directly underneath my left eye.
But Smith proudly wears his bruises and cuts like battle scars. They're clear indicators of a job or scare well done. 20-year-old Ariana Dosfin agrees. She's a mutant pig.
Yeah, I've had customers that tried to tackle me. So I tackle them back because it's self-defense and I gotta get them, you know, out of the scene and get other people coming through.
As the sun sets, both Dosfin and Smith embrace the possibility of a fear-filled night. They fine-tune their costumes as Manager Alderton gives final instructions.
Expect large groups and no breaks.
Yeah.
So we need to scare fast, we need to scare efficient, we need to scare safe. And let's have fun tonight!
Yeah!
Ghouls and clowns pat each other on the back and melt into their dark corners. The six-hour shift of terror begins.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Rima Kreis, NPR News.